Proverbs chapter 31. The words of Lemuel the king, the burden which his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, O son of my womb? And what, O son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, or engage on ways liable to wipe out kings. It is not fitting for kings, Lemuel, it is not fitting for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to drink any strong liquor, lest he should drink and forget what is decreed, and he subverts the justice of any of the afflicted. Give strong liquor to him who is perishing, and wine to the inwardly bitter. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and no longer remember his sorrow. Open your mouth to the mute, and for the justice of all those passing away. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife, whose value is far above red corals? Her husband's heart will put trust in her, and gain will not be lacking. She will bestow good on him, and not evil, all the days of her life. She asks for wool and flax, and works with her hands with pleasure. She is like a merchant's ships. She brings her food in from a long way off. And she arises while it is still night, and gives food to her household, and instructions to her maidservants. She considers a field, and acquires it. By the fruitful work of her hands, a vineyard is planted. She girds her loins with strength, and puts energy into her arms. She verifies that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out at night. She applies her arm to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. Her hand distributes to the poor, and she extends her arms to the needy. She does not fear snow in her house, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes herself drapery, fine linen and purple are her attire. Her husband is known at the gates, when he sits with the elders of the land. She makes linen and sells it, and she supplies the merchant with girdles. Strength and dignity are her attire, and she will laugh on the last day. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. She watches the proceedings of her household closely, and she does not eat the bread of laziness. Her sons arise and call her blessed, as does her husband, and he praises her. Many daughters have conducted themselves virtuously, but you have surpassed them all. Elegance is a delusion, and beauty is a vain thing, but it is a woman who fears the Lord who will be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and may her deeds occasion her praise at the gates.